Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 12th day of December, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 19. So get some snow in there. I mean, you never know. I mean, it's rain and snow, and we ain't got no accumulation except in the mountains, but it is what it fucking is. That's all you can say. Anyways, we'll be right back, and then we'll go over and take a look at the, the alternate propaganda, the alternate ministry of lies, whatever in the hell it is. We're going to take a look at it.
And queens and guillotines, taking lives denied, starching parchment, lazy lords, when bishops took the ride on the Tudor field.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go over to the alternate mainstream propaganda ministry of lies. That's how far I can go. Come on, baby, let's do this thing. I mean, we got a plethora of fucking propaganda on here. Israel rejects international pressure for ceasefire signals. Gaza onslaught will go on for months or longer. Is anybody fucking surprised by this? I mean, and by the way, what are we going to do about it? You know, we've become we have become acclimated to fucking, well, you look at it, the fucking, in the big picture shit of, we've known about child pedophilia for how long? We know what they do to little fucking kids. We know they take them down in the goddamn underground lab and cut them up alive in a multi-billion dollar industry. And we fucking became, you know, until, yeah, that's what these, I condemn it. You know, but now we're watching them fucking just commit fucking genocide right out in the fucking open. And, you know, we're starting to get destigmatized by it, or, you know, it's starting to be the norm, and we're starting to accept it. It's, you know, they're entrenching it. And yeah, of course the Jews are fucking goddamn murdering the fucking Palestinian little children, shooting them in the fucking head, sniping them. Just the filth of it. What the fuck are we anymore? I don't get it. Israel Defense Minister Gallant on Monday rejected international pressure for a ceasefire in Gaza. Yeah, because they are brutally fucking committing genocide. And we're becoming acclimated to it. I mean, goddamn, one fucking time you hear this, that should be the fucking end. That should be attack. And signaled the brutal assault will continue for months or even longer. We'll look at this a little bit more, and we'll go to the next one. In just over 2 months of Israel's campaign, and it's not a campaign, it's fucking genocide. You alternate fucking goddamn shills. Who the fuck is this, by the way? Who we got here? Antiwar.com. You can do better than that, can't you? It's not a campaign. It's a goddamn fucking, it's genocide. It's killing little babies. It's killing mothers and having to deliver their babies from their dead fucking corpses. God damn, what do you people need? In Gaza, at least 18,000 Palestinians have been killed, including over 7,000 children, and over 49,000 have been injured. The casualty numbers provided by Gaza Health Ministry are believed to be lower than the true death toll, and you goddamn can bet on that. Double it or triple it, as they do not account for bodies buried under the rubble. Double it, triple it, or quadruple it. On top of the massive death toll from Israel's airstrikes, and ground operations, a tank coming up and shooting a fucking hospital, killing little fucking babies. Health services in Gaza have collapsed, and Palestinians are facing severe food shortages. The international charity Doctors Without Borders has said its employees in southern Gaza have seen the complete collapse of health care services in the area, along with the rest of healthcare systems in Gaza. When do you need healthcare system for people you're going to fucking completely extinguish from this goddamn earth? Tell me that. Speaking to Associated Press, Gallant said Israel's war, it's not a war. Antiwar.com, you're going along with, you're pushing in the narrative. You're playing the fucking Orwellian game with us. You're playing the Goebbels game with us. It's not a fucking war. It's a goddamn act of genocide, a blatant fucking act of genocide. It's beating the hell out of a fucking blind, crippled kid on the fucking corner. Got it? Don't call it a fucking war, because it ain't. You'll know the difference when the fucking war hits. In Gaza, would take time and suggested that the current phase of the war again. No, it ain't no fucking war. It's genocide, which involves constant airstrikes and heavy ground fighting. I've never seen no heavy ground fighting except for tank shooting hospitals, will last for weeks, and that further military action against pockets of resistance would continue for months. And I haven't seen no goddamn shootouts where there was the other side shooting. Nobody shooting but fucking Israel, personally. National Security Advisor Tetsi Hagegubu made similar comments over the weekend, saying that the time it will take to achieve Israel's goals on Gaza cannot be measured in weeks. And I'm not sure it can be measured in months. How long did it take to kill every fucking Palestinian? Well, goddamn, you have a lot of fucking veritables to work with there, don't you? Financial Times recently reported that Israel expects its operation in Gaza to last over a year. Have you seen these people? I've seen this fucking video this morning. I mean, running little kids and out of schools and shit, and little kids shot in the fucking head by a fucking Israeli sniper. Is that your Hamas you're after, you motherfucking lying kite cocksuckers, you murdering motherfuckers, you baby killers? But again, we've accepted fucking child pedophilia so across the world. I mean, fucking 80,000 children a fucking year. Why we'll get used to this, man. I mean, it's a little hard at first to swallow, but you know what? God damn it, I'm going to do it again, people. I condemn it. Israeli officials are claiming they've killed 7,000 Hamas fighters. I haven't seen nobody dead but fucking children since October 7th, but the number is not confirmed. A report from 972 magazine revealed that at least in one case, the Israeli military approved a strike that would kill hundreds of civilians in an attempt to kill one Hamas commander. No, they weren't attempting to kill one Hamas commander. They were attempting to kill hundreds of civilians, little children preferably, because they've already said that we should kill all the fucking little children. All the little children, then they don't grow up and they won't be a problem in the future. They won't be in the way of the motherfucking kikes, you fucking low-life degenerate pieces of fucking filth. To kill one Hamas commander, kill one Hamas commander, fuck you. I mean, this is so blatant on its face. Antiwar.com, huh? The report also, you driving the fucking goddamn Lamborghini, you motherfucker. The report also confirmed that Israel is intentionally targeting civilians to put civil pressure on Hamas. Listen to that. Are you stupid? Are you becoming desensitized to it? I guess, man, well, yeah, they're committing genocide over there in Palestine. Yeah. Man, I condemn it. I condemn it, man. I fucking condemn it. Russia warns military creating new deadly mega pandemic in Ukrainian line. This is longer than a fucking horror's dream. Russia has released evidence that the U.S. military is secretly working on creating a deadly new pandemic in Ukraine biolabs, which will be unleashed onto the public within the next year. And this is a long one. I'm not going to go past that for right now. This small child shot at in school by Israeli sniper. And I mean, these kids are getting, the guys running out in the street. And these people are like, God damn. Do you imagine if somebody just came into your town and started fucking killing everybody? Had tanks, had goddamn rocket launchers. And I mean, little kids running out of the fucking school. This is like fucking Red Dawn. Only these are tiny fucking kids. These are like 6, 5, 6, 7 year olds. You filth. I'm a Zionist, Joe Biden. Of course you fucking are. And this is another video where he says, oh, I'm a Zionist. Well, Zionism is a foreign fucking system of law, you son of a bitch. That makes you an absolute motherfucking 110% fucking treasonous bastard, doesn't it? You're supporting an alternate form of government other than that of the United States of these America and of the people of this United States of America, of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 5th, 1791. You're supporting another law other than that, a foreign fucking law, you fucking cocksucker. Where's that rope? I see your face. I don't see the fucking rope around your treasonous fucking neck, you piece of shit. Of course, he's just a fucking meat puppet. He has to read a fucking teleprompter. It's all shit, people. It's all fucking shit, and we know it. A member of the, Solobaloban family shouts while standing out of his family home, which was taken. Solaban family shouts while standing outside his family's home, which was taken over by Israel settlers in the old city of Jerusalem. Well, of course, they'll take anything they fucking want. They're the fucking kikes. They're the fucking Zionists. They're the Jews. They're the fucking God's chosen people. Hey, and you Judeo-Christians, that's your fucking God over there fucking killing those little babies. Huh? That what you back, you motherfuckers? Organized religion in this fucking country, you're a bunch of fucking kikes. And you fucking will answer for your fucking crimes against humanity, against fucking people, against little children, you fucking sickos. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds under fire over satanic idol and altar on display at Iowa State Capitol at Christmas time. And, you know, we go into this, man, and I've already told you why not. Because the goddamn building belongs to the people. If the money was coming through our fucking hands, and we had to pay, and we bought what we wanted with our fucking money, instead of these motherfuckers taking our money and buying what they want with it, and it ain't even for us, it's against us, well, there would be a whole different fucking story. There would be no satanic temple. There would be no goddamn display of Christmas with satanic shit on it. Because you know why? You wouldn't pay for it. And these people would be so stigmatized. Because they would be stigmatized in the real world, just like the fucking fags and the fucking homosexuals, LGBTQRXYZ, that make up less than 1% of the fucking population. How long do you think these fuckers would last in the real world without fucking a goddamn NATO fucking army that you pay for protecting their fucking asses from the fucking justice they have coming to them? I mean, I'm not going to go through this to say, I mean, I have nothing to do with Christmas. Christmas used to be something very special, and it is one of the fucking things that makes our country our country. It is a part of our fucking heritage. But it's just, now it's just like Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It's a one-day fucking event where you might get half a fucking day off if you're a working person. and then be back to work in the next day and make that half a day up. You know what I'm talking about? They have destroyed a fucking goddamn apart. That's a part of our fucking culture. Just like taking down the goddamn statues. Just like all the other shit they have done. They're fucking scum-sucking communist, fucking fascist, capitalist pieces of fucking dog shit. And I tell you what, if there's ever been a higher high ground than what we're standing on, there has never been. Not in the history of this fucking planet. And we're standing and we're fucking cowering. We're letting this shit fucking happen. Think of that. Think of what Christmas and the fucking satanic temple is coming out. Why? We got a lot of fucking Masons in that son of a bitch. House passes resolution making anti-Zionism a hate crime in America. Zionism is not a fucking religion. Zionism is a system wherein the fucking Jews are a fucking of a superior fucking race, and that we're goyim, which is soulless animals or cattle, and that's what Zionism is. It's a system of government like communism, capitalism, fucking goddamn fascism. This is just another system. So if you're against this fucking system here that allows the Jews, that means you better put your fucking knees down and you better kiss the ring of the fucking Jew, lick the Jew's fucking ass, and let the Jew fucking murder any fucking child or anything they want to do, kill little fucking babies, fuck little three-year-olds. I mean, look in the goddamn Talmud. It says it there. And we've told you about it 100 times. What does it fucking take to get your fucking gander up? Anti-Zionist hate speech. Well, you know what? I'm anti-Zionist, motherfucker. Let's read a little bit of this. Lawmakers quietly passed resolution last week making anti-Zionism a hate crime in the United States of America. Did you? Fuck Israel. Fuck goddamn the goddamn Zionism. It ain't their fucking land. It was an invasion. Lord Rothschild's was showing the document the other day on one of the fucking videos that he keeps in his fucking house where these fucking criminals, these international fucking criminals, took the fucking land from the Palestinian people and gave it to their Jewish fucking brethren. And it was not fucking goddamn lawful. There was no law involved. But it didn't belong to the fucking Brits to be giving it away. On December 5th, 2023, the House passed a resolution condemning the alleged drastic rise of anti-Semitism in America following Hamas attack. See, who in the fuck's doing this? Let's see who this is. People's Voice, there you fucking are. You guys make sure you get that guy some goddamn new seat covers, some sheepskin seat covers for his fucking Ferrari, okay? Make sure you send these fuckers plenty of money. On December 5th, 2023, the House passed a resolution condemning the alleged drastic rise of anti-Semitism in America following Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th. No, it fucking was not. It was a fucking false flag fucking event designed for a fucking false flag operation designed to commit genocide on the Palestinian people, men, women, and babies. Call it what it fucking is, or don't put it up, you son of a bitch. You're just like fucking, you might as well be watching Fox News, hadn't you, people? This is exactly what I told you they were doing. The vote split Democrats, with many accusing Republicans of attempting to weaponize Jewish pain. Oh, they look like they're in fucking pain as they're fucking bombing little children, shooting fucking hospitals with tanks, you fucking cowardly cocksuckers. 311 members of the House voted for the resolution while 14 voted against and 92 voted present. The resolution reaffirms the House's unwavering support for Zionist supremacy. Hey, we got law here. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. That's the supremacy, you motherfuckers. That is backed by fucking 300 million fucking guns and all the other fucking armament we have. Supremacy, my fucking ass. Fuck you, Zionist prick motherfuckers. I'll fucking call you what you are. You're a piece of fucking shit. And everybody who, and you goddamn Judeo-Christians, you sorry cocksuckers, you fucking mainstream motherfucking organized religion, you actually think you have fucking superior fucking brains. That's what eats my ass up. You think you fucking can think high on a higher level and people who can look at you and see how fucking dumb you are and what you will fucking accept. Well, you'll go up and you'll suck a Jew's ass, won't you? They are supreme. And God said that, you know, they're his chosen people. And I'd be happy to be a second or third class citizen in heaven. Just let me get there, okay? And calls on elected officials and world leaders to label anti-Semitism or Zionism as anti-Semitism. I'm anti-Zionism, motherfucker. Henry Shively. Anti-Zionism, motherfucker. I know what them fuckers and those Zionists over there fucking murdering little babies in Palestine right now. And so I don't give a fuck to tell you I'm anti-Zionism. Fuck your anti-Semitic. I'm fucking anti-fucking Jew cock-sucking murdering motherfuckers. How about that? Pedophilic motherfuckers. BigLeaguePolitics.com reports the 92 members of Congress who voted present did so because of pressure by Jewish Democrats such as dual citizen motherfuckers who put Jew land before us. Remember when Trump was running for, because I know he's running again. Okay. He's running for this phony fucking election. I was trying to think earlier, I was sitting there going, how could you have a fair election? You can't. You fucking can't. You fucking show me a way and I'll show you a way around it. At any rate, pressured by Jewish Democrats. If you're a Jew, what the fuck are you doing in the goddamn, what is supposed to be the Congress of the United States of these Americas voting on Jew shit? On Jew? Dual citizen motherfucker? Jew first? Remember Trump, he said America first. Actually, America first. And first thing we're going to do is get rid of every one of them. And then we're going to fucking shut down DACA. That's my first fucking move. You lying prick. You ran on fucking... America first, and you became the king of the Jews, didn't you? Such as Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin and New York Congressman Jerry Nadler and Dan Goldman, I don't think he's a Jew. These three Democrats put on a statement earlier on December 5th criticizing the resolution as the latest unserious attempt by Republicans to weaponize Jewish pain and the serious problem of anti-Semitism to score cheap political points. The coalition made the case that the resolution was redundant due to how the House passed a resolution the week prior affirming Israel's right to exist. Well, you don't represent the fucking people. So a handful of fucking traitors who should be up against the wall or are standing on the gallows, they said, we support it, but the rest of this fucking nation doesn't. You're down to fucking about 2 or 3% of the fucking population. God damn it, people. We would smear these motherfuckers in a week. No, man, if I could get Hoyt doing that, maybe we'd become as cowardly as these fucking Jews. Exists as a sovereign state while also declaring that December 5th measures does not account for the complicity of Judaism itself and ignores nuanced examples such as the Smarter Sect, a Hasidic Jewish movement which remains staunchly anti-Zionist and quite obviously not anti-Semitic. Well, if a Jew of course it's not anti-Semitic. Zionism is a system of government like a republic or like a fucking communist state. It's a fucking goddamn system of government that just hit this fucking cocksucking treasonous bastard standing up there, the corporate monarch, the fucking servant of King Chuck. He just spoke fucking treason that should put a fucking rope around his neck. Just right there. He said it. I'm a Zionist. Well, then you're not a fucking American, because if you're a fucking American, you are goddamn for autonomy under the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law, under the authority of the fucking highest authority in the fucking land, the people, the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, motherfucker. And this, your goddamn adherence to this fucking goddamn Zionism is a system wherein it violates our fucking law. You are fucking loyal to a foreign king, you motherfucker. That makes you a goddamn traitor that goes to the fucking gallows. In order to stop the majority from playing these political games, we will vote present, and we urge our colleagues, regardless of their substantive views of the resolution, to do the same, they added. Well, then, of course you do. Don't even think of it. Don't go ask the fucking people what they want. You already fucking know what they want. They want the whole goddamn fucking place turned into a chunk of glass. Only then the Palestinians wouldn't have no home, would they? Well, there ain't probably enough of them to occupy 10 fucking feet left anyway, you murdering motherfuckers. 13 Democrats voted against the resolution in New Jersey. Congressman Bonnie Watson Coleman, Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Massachusetts Congressman Ayanna Presley, New York Congresswoman Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, Pennsylvania Congresswoman Summer Lee, Arizona Congressman Jaul, they're either fucking women or foreigners. That's what you're looking at here. Illinois Congressman Jesus Chu Garcia. New York Congressman Jamal Bowman. Virginia Congressman Gary Connolly. Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush. Well, Bush in there? I wonder if they're related. I doubt it. Washington Congressman Pamela J-Pal. I don't want to go through all these fucking names. It don't fucking matter. The bottom line is they voted for a foreign goddamn fucking system of law. That makes them goddamn treasonous. That is what the definition of fucking treason. And it's just like everything else they do. The fucking pedophile rings, the fucking human trafficking, the fucking pumping the fucking goddamn fentanyl in this country, the selling of our goddamn growing lands to fucking foreign countries without even having the authority to do so. In fact, violating the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. They just do it. Why are they doing it? Why can't they just do this, guys? That's what we got to think about here. Why can they just do this? Let me think. I know why. Because we fucking let them. That's why. Because we're a bunch of fucking cunts who won't fuck. We got, like I said, we're standing on the highest fucking moral high ground to ever exist on this planet. And we have the fucking goddamn, we have the arsenal to do it. We have the goddamn law behind us, our fucking law, our jurisdictional authority. And still we sit here and fucking become acclimated, mated to it. And, well, of course, I have condemned it. So that's something for me anyway. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's cutting out these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have ahead? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to moist today. Sorrow is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to wasted days. Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And homeless could ever see clear. The end is come to almost here. Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:57 Pacific time, and that was John Mellencamp, who I can't stand, Bruce Springsteen, who I can't stand, fucking communist cocksuckers, but the words are true, wasted fucking days. I think when the older you get, the more you think about it, the more you fucking put into this fucking fight, the more you think about it. I mean, I think about 13 fucking years, man. I mean, Laura and I think about if I would have just got a normal job, I mean, fuck, I'd have had a ton more fucking money, or if I'd have sold the people out, I'd have fucking had the money. But if I just got a normal job, all the time that her and I could have had together that we fucking sacrificed for this fucking cause, and then you finally everything's brought out, the revealing's over, it's out there in the fucking, every fucking righteous fucking person knows that they have the right to fucking stop this shit. And you just say, fuck, was it all just wasted days? Is that what it's going to turn out to be, your whole fucking, most of your fucking life, wasted days? is purely fucking, it's sickening, people. Let's see what else we got here. Hey, fuck you. Medicare death per data proves the COVID vaccines are killing people. No. See, this is more, this, like I said, there's ABC, NBC, and CBS, and then there was CNN, and then there was NBC, and then there was fucking Fox. This is the CNBC, CNN, and Fox of the fucking internet. They've taken the son of a bitch over. Now, instead of watching it on the TV, you're watching it on the goddamn, on your own fucking thing. But you can, the thing is, you can sit here and you can rip it apart. We did that when it was on the television. The television ran fucking all fucking day long, all night. And we fucking tore it up until the mainstream media was more, I mean, they had zero credibility. Let's see right here. Security guard was murdered in Oakland while protecting a 7-Eleven. And of course she was. I mean, fucking goddamn talking about a war zone. White House demands more information after Israel used U.S.-made white phosphorus during an attack on Lebanon that injured 9. And I read this article, and he's dirty, rotten son of a bitch. Like I said, I seen on an attack on Gaza, a kid laying there, and it was burned through his fucking. You got to think of how that is. That fucking shit will not go out. It will burn right through your fucking leg and down into the goddamn pavement. It will not stop. Kids, little kids, you sick son of a bitches. This is from Rod Creeley, DailyMail.com. The White House is concerned. They're concerned, people. They're concerned about allegations that Israel, allegations, when it's Israel. I mean, when they want to tell a fucking lie, they tell it, and there's no allegations about it. It's fucking fact because the fucking kikes are doing it, right? That Israel used white phosphorus supplied by the United States during an attack in southern Lebanon, a spokesman said Monday. And in this article, they try to tell you that they broke no fucking laws. It's not, there is no laws. Hell, there ain't. I mean, God damn it, it was laid out. Well, then they either that or they were lying before. USK weapons packed with white phosphorus are not banned under international law, but are tightly regulated because of the way they can cause horrific burns. And it was my understanding that they are fucking banned by international fucking law. We'll see how this reads out. An investigation published Monday accused the U.S. of supplying munitions that wounded 9 civilians in an attack in October. God, it'd be fucking phosphorus. Ouch. We've seen the reports clearly concerned about that, said White House spokesman John Kirby on Monday. Now, we're really concerned about that. And they had a resolution to stop the fucking genocide the other day, and fucking people pretending to represent the people of the United States of America as individual free sovereigns fucking vetoed it in a body that can't fucking exist. That has no power in the United States. Only the people have the fucking power. And we didn't tell you could do that, you son of a bitch. We'll be asking questions to try to learn a little bit more. Oh, wow. Oh, damn, them Israelis are in trouble now. White phosphorus has legitimate battlefield uses, such as marking targets or producing a smoke screen to obscure troop movements. Man, I'll tell you what, when you watch the old Vietnam, or I think it was the one where Mel Gibson, I can't remember what they call it, but you watch what white phosphorus can do. It is a fucking anti-personnel fucking weapon. You're lying, motherfuckers. But it is used deeply. but its use is deeply controversial, and Israel has already been accused of firing it over Gaza City, despite laws that say it mustn't aim to minimize civilian casualties. Yeah, that's what you get the phosphorus out for. It fucking blows out about fucking 100 yards in each fucking direction, little chunks of it, and fucking like that little kid I seen on TV burning through his fucking leg. Yeah, you bet. They're doing everything they can. They're such fine fucking folk. The Washington Post revealed Monday that one of its reporters found remnants of 355 millimeter artillery rounds fired into Tahira, near the border of Israel, which bore markings corresponding with white phosphorus. The shells firing out pieces of felt soaked with a substance. They burn at a high temperature, sending up billowing clouds of smoke. I don't know about the billowing clouds of smoke. I know they fucking burn and they don't stop burning. How is something that burns that hot put out that much goddamn smoke? I don't see it. Lot production codes on the shells reportedly suggested they were produced at an ammunition depot in Louisiana and Arkansas in 1989 and 1992. You guys proud of yourselves? Burning up little children over there, man. You making the bucks. You got a good vacation planned. Your wallet fucking fat. You driving a nice car. You got a nice home. You fuckers. Your days are coming. Kirby added, obviously, any time that we provide items like white phosphorus to another military, it is with the full expectation that it will be used in keeping with those legitimate purposes and in keeping with the law of armed conflict. Now, wait a minute now. We're coming to something different here. The law of armed conflict. Amnesty International has previously risen concerns about the use of white phosphorus in Lebanon. It said the attack on Dahira should be treated as a war crime. They just said it wasn't part of the Geneva Convention. It was all right. It's all right to use it. Let's see what else. What's this? It is beyond horrific that the Israeli army has indiscriminately used white phosphorus in violation of international humanitarian law. Oh, I guess the international fucking humanitarian law. Well, fuck me. Any kind of fucking law. It's like that. Are we going to have this at fucking Nuremberg 2.0 there, buddy? I mean, who wrote this motherfucker? I got to go see. Dailymail.com. Anyway, are they going to have that at Nuremberg 2.0? And when are they going to get that started? And just how are they going to proceed? Would you let me know about that? Because that's what really concerns me, is getting this stopped. It's beyond horrific, huh? The unlawful use of white phosphorus in Lebanon in the town of Dahira on 16 October has seriously endangered the lives of civilians, many of whom were hospitalized and displaced and whose homes and cars caught fire. They just said, but in the beginning, they said it was lawful. Well, it depends on who's doing it. That's what it is. Oy, that's why. I get it now. If anybody else did it, somebody like Syria, shit, man, you go in there and you shoot some missiles at them for using white phosphorus. How dare they use white phosphorus? But it was Jews that did it. And it says right here, the unlawful use of white phosphorus in Lebanon, it was unlawful. So Mr. 2.0 over there at the Daily Mail or the People's Voice, where's your 2.0? When is this going to be charged? When is this going to happen? How is it going to happen? Who's going to do it? You're on here fucking, you're taking up fucking people's time reading this horse shit. We know what the fuck they're doing. And we even have the answer as to how to fucking stop it. All we got to do is grow some balls and spines and stand up and enforce the law of December 15, 1791, the unalienable law, which is the people's superior fucking jurisdictional authority in their fucking face, and hang them. We'll bring them into courts in the United States. They don't want to come in a common law court. I guarantee you that. Unlawful, huh? It was lawful at the beginning of the article and unlawful at the end. What is it? We call that, that's right, propaganda. That's what you're putting out here, isn't it, asshole? Israel has defended its conduct. Well, then, goddamn, I guess it's over. Fuck your 2.0. I guess you lost on that one. According to rulers, Israeli Prime Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, asked about the report that Israel used white phosphorus in Lebanon, said, the IDF and the entire security establishment acts according to international law. That is how we have acted and how we will. 2.0, huh? You get on that People's Voice. I want to see at least an explanation of how you intend to do this. There is no international fucking law. The international corporate mafia is running the fucking show here. If there is a court, they own it. It's like fucking Al Capone in Chicago. You got it? Goddamn people, I swear. I have a drink of water. It's fucking dry here where I'm at. White phosphorus during an attack on Lebanon. Boy, that'll teach those little fucking kids. How'd you like that little boy watching that shit burn right through your fucking leg? I still fucking see that, man. I can see that clear as if it happened yesterday. And that was years ago. This is by, and that was in the Gaza Strip, by the way, by Rob Creeley, DailyMail.com. The White House is concerned about allegations that Israel. Okay, we already read that. Coming soon to U.S. and Europe. What is? It's a. I don't know because it's a fucking video. You have to watch it. What in the world has happened to our system of education? Well, instead of teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, we teach homosexuality, transgender, and LGBTQXYZ. That's what happened to it. I mean, I love the way they start talking about this shit in this, actually. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. Our kids can't really read very well, and it turns out that they aren't very good at math either. Wonder why. But they sure as hell know what a goddamn homosexual fucking encounter is all about and fucking what dildos are and all the fucking paraphernalia. They got them in their little first grade or kindergarten fucking goddamn reading books, don't they? But those running our system of education continue to tell us that they are doing a wonderful job. If they just had more funding, people, they insist our test scores would go way up. You betcha. Of course, that is complete and utter nonsense. Our system of public education was a failure back when I was in school many years ago, and it is much worse now. At this point, only about one-third of all U.S. students in the 4th, 8th, and 12th grades are proficient in reading. In 2022, the National Assessment of Educational Progress reported that approximately one-third of students in 4th, 8th, and 12th grades are proficient in reading. The situation even gets worse for certain groups, such as people from a different race, older generations, and those who belong to low-income groups. Man, I don't know. I had dyslexia and I fucking learned how to read and I read this fucking house full of fucking books. You got to want it. And once you get it, you know, it's like once you get addicted to fucking reading, you can't stop. Because that's all the shit that they don't tell you in their little fucking programs and shit. That's where you can find out the secrets. It's really a cool thing. So do you know what this means? It means that approximately two-thirds of all students in 4th, 8th, and 12th grades are not proficient in reading. I believe you. Wow, that is really terrible. And it is also being reported that 40% of our students are essentially non-readers. Well, you fucking burned the books and put all the bullshit on the fucking computer. Much more fun to flip that fucking switch and go over there and play a game of Mortal Kombat or the thing where they drive around the streets killing people and you know, that's a lot more fun than fucking math. And that's the only thing that, I mean, they got the choice to do it. Here in Oregon, man, you can get a high school diploma without knowing how to read, without knowing how to write, without knowing arithmetic, and without knowing any science. You get your fucking diploma because you were there. If all you got to do is show up. That's all. An astonishing 40% are essentially non-readers. Most are taught through phonics, a system of instruction based on sounding out letters that it is mandated in at least 32 states and the District of Columbia. The phonics method of converting each letter into a particular sound is totally unsuited to the English language. You goddamn right it is. As but one example, E, the letter is the letter E, the most common letter in print has 11 different pronunciations, end, eat, vein, I, etc., including its role as a much taught silent, like in tape. Well, you got to make the A sound like an A. I mean, that's what I'm talking, the English language. I'm talking for writing law. That's why, you know, the law, they, when there used to be law, people tried to write it in fucking, and fuck, God damn it. My brain is not working. Man, forget it. Tape, cute, fine, etc. The failure has been epidemic from the early days of the country when Benjamin Franklin fought against phonics. The steady expansion of this mode of instruction will not fix the situation. And it is, I mean, Latin, that's what I was trying to think of. Because Latin has, I mean, it doesn't have so many, our words have so many double meanings, triple meanings, quadruple meanings, and you fucking use, I mean, like the spelling of the, they, you know, everything, it been two, is it like instead of, are you going to do that too? Or there's two apples over there. Everything about it is hard. It's the hardest fucking language to write a law, to write any law document in. I guarantee fucking to you that. We are headed for a future where approximately 40% of the entire population cannot even function in society. You know, during the so-called Revolutionary War, which was the hijacking of the popular uprising for rights by the people, which was hijacked by the aristocracy that were the ones they fucking rose up against. The people in the United States were the most educated people on the planet. Why do you think we won that fucking war? Why do you think they're trying to dumb us down? Why do you think they're trying to say you go to school to find out if the teacher can play with your little Peter or have you fucking get in bed with a fucking boy who says he's a girl when you're a little girl at fucking like 10 fucking years old? That's what school's about. That's the fucking problem right there, people. That's what the fucking money's being spent on. If you fucking send your kids to these fucking public schools, you're a fucking fool. And a lot of people would homeschool, but they didn't get fucking schooling. They don't understand it. They can't do math. I'm a fuck speller. I'll admit it right now. That's why I married the principal's daughter. But I know punctuation. I know how to make something say what I want it to fucking say. And I know how to read. And I know how to write. And I know a little bit of science even. Which we'll see someday. In some areas of the country, it's even worse. In Chicago, only about 1/6 of all third graders are able to read at grade level. But you know, the third grade, you think about that back in when the Bill of Rights, 1791, when it came out, people, I mean, by the time you were in the third grade, you were supposed to have that memorized and be able to explain what it means. Now they can't do Winnie the Pooh. About 1/6 of all third grade students in Chicago public schools can't read grade level. They tax the living daylight. You know, it's the living hell out of us to fund these public schools. But what you won't mention is what they are fucking teaching, what they do fucking teach. When you go to get to school, they want you to pull your fucking pants down. You know, this is what school's about. It's about fucking, as a child, you have a right to work in the sex industry, don't you know? This is another, like I was talking before, the shit we have accepted, shit we've been acclimated to, and we're being acclimated to fucking goddamn genocide in fucking Palestine, not to mention that there's been the genocide committed on us through the fucking COVID-19 fucking operation. The fucking, you know, the fucking bioweapon that has been killed fucking goddamn millions of fucking people. Millions of people, man. We're being slaughtered. They're killing us, people. We're not killing back. We're just sitting up here on this high ground as we die, and we can bury each other on this fucking high ground. It'll be a fucking graveyard when we get done. Oh, but boy, we stayed on that fucking high ground. That's what counts. Let's see what else we got. We already know our kids aren't getting an education. A UK government bombshell, over 1 million vaxxed have died this year. 1 million, that's in the UK. That's just one fucking country, people. And in this article, I'll tell you because we're getting short on time here, it says, why shouldn't the government have stopped us by now? And what moron is this? People's Voice again. There you are, People's Voice. Well, no, the government ain't going to fucking stop it. Who in the fuck do you think's doing it, dumbass? Who do you think's fucking running the show? King Chuck said to do it. You want to bitch about it, go over there and talk to him, asshole. Why are we...
Those voices.
Pardon?
The new AJ?
Pardon?
The people's voice. Is
oh,
that
yeah.
The new AJ?
There you go. Yeah, you're right. You know, like I said, this is like fucking Fox News. And we used to have to watch it all day long, and we'd see what they were trying to fucking push, and we'd fucking come back and show that it was just bullshit fucking propaganda, that it was, it was a controlled opposition, and it was going in the same direction, and that these people knew fucking better. Like, these assholes here, you know better. You fuckers know better. Are you enjoying your fucking Porsche? Are you enjoying your fucking goddamn penthouse apartment in fucking Washington, D.C., you asshole? Because you sure as hell are not serving the fucking people, and you're not serving the cause. The only one way this fucking stops, and we all know what it is. So either we're going to have the largest graveyard in the fucking world up on top of that high ground, or we're going to come down off that fucking high ground, and we're going to fucking settle this shit once and for fucking all. And that's about all I can stand this day, guys. Sorry. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, see this fucking shit for what it is. They're offering you no solution, and you already have the fucking solution. The solution has been screamed at you for 13 fucking years. Don't let my fucking time that I lost with my wife be wasted days. Here I come.